When they asked me to submit a prayer for this special time of prayer, I immediately thought, what can I share with this community of women to uplift us in this time of uncertainty? So I prayed to God and asked him to show me where he would like me to lead us in prayer today. And so they graciously gave me the theme of faithfulness. So the first thing that I did was I wanted to look up what the definition of faithfulness meant. And one of the definitions that I came across said, faithfulness means unfailing, remaining loyal to someone or something, and putting that loyalty into consistent practice, regardless of the extenuating circumstances. Again, that's consistent practice, regardless of the circumstance. So essentially, faithfulness is rooted in trust and loyalty. So when I heard the news that Joe Biden was dropping out of the presidential race and Kamala had been picked as his pick for the nominee to move forward, so many things ran through my mind. And if you were anything like me, if we're honest, we might have experienced anger, disgust, or sadness, fear, doubt, just being uncertain about our future. But then I sat back and I thought about it, and I realized that I was giving my flesh the victory. I was allowing the circumstances that were presenting to us by the media, by our government officials, that it made me forget in that moment that I serve a God. We serve a God who can do the impossible. He can make a molehill out of a mountain. That is when I thought about the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. So I want to quickly read to you Daniel chapter 3, verses 12 through 28. And it says, there are some Jews you have appointed to manage the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men have ignored you, the king. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Then in a furious rage, Nebuchadnezzar gave orders to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar asked them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true that you do not serve the gods or worship the gold statue I have set up? Now, if you're ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, the harp, drum, and every kind of music, fall down and worship the statue I have made. But if you don't worship it, you will immediately be thrown in the furnace of the blazing fire. And who is the God who can rescue you from my power? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to give you an answer to this question. If the God we serve exists, then he can rescue us from the furnace of the blazing fire, and he can rescue us from the power of you, the king. But even if he does not rescue us, we want you as the king to know that we will not serve your gods or worship the gold statue you set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with rage, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He gave orders to heat the furnace 7 times more than was customary, and he commanded some of the best soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the furnace of blazing fire. So these men in their trousers, robes, and head coverings and other cloths were tied up and thrown into the furnace of blazing fire. Since the king's command was so urgent and the furnace extremely hot, the raging flames killed those men who carried up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the furnace of the blazing fire. Then King Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in alarm. He said to his advisors, "Didn't we throw 3 men bound into the fire?" "Yes, of course, your majesty," they replied to the king. He exclaimed, "Look, I see 4 men not tied, walking around in the fire unharmed, and the 4th looks like the son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the door of the furnace of the blazing fire and called, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. When the satraps prefects, governors, and the king's advisors gathered around, they saw that the fire had no effect on the bodies of these men. Not a hair of their heads was singed. Their robes were unaffected, and there was no smell of fire on them. Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel and rescued his servants who trusted in him. They violated the king's command and risked their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted in God and his provisions for them. Even when the circumstances presented to them looked bleak, they were confident in God and what he could do on their behalf. This story is so powerful because God did not remove them from the fire, but he joined them in it. And when they came out and had no physical harm, or they didn't have any physical harm or representation of the fire when they came out of that fire. And that just lit my heart on fire to know that they went in bound and tied up and they walked out with no physical evidence of what had happened to them, and that God was in the fire with them. So as we enter into this time of prayer, I want to encourage us to, one, lay our burdens, our concerns, our questions, our fears, our doubts at the feet of God. Psalms 55, 22 says, "Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken." So we know God to be a burden bearer. He doesn't want us to be weighed down with the weight of the world, with the weight of who will become our next president, what the U.S. will look like after November, what rights will still be intact for us. God wants us to look to him with full trust and loyalty that he can deliver us from any fire that we may be thrown into. So God, as we come to you in prayer, we ask that you give us the faith of the three Hebrew boys. Allow us to fully trust you and pledge our loyalty to you. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. So no matter the outcome of our election process, what happens in America, what we face on a day-to-day basis in our communities, you are right there with us in the fire. We can put our total faith in you because you've shown us evidence in your word, how you always come through. You did it with Abraham when he was going to sacrifice his son Isaac by providing a ram in the bush. You did it for Moses and the children of Israel when you parted the Red Sea for them to walk on dry land while drowning Pharaoh's army. You did it for Daniel in the lion's den. You shut the mouths of the lions and made them pillows for Daniel's head. You showed up countless times throughout the Bible. So we know that nothing is impossible for you. So God, we're asking you to show up in a mighty way in our 2024 election process. Bless us, bless our nation, bless our government, bless our current leadership and the leadership to follow. Bless Kamala Harris and her team. Protect her physically, mentally, spiritually, and more. Give her the support she needs to endure this race. God, then bless us as your people, the church. Help us to be steadfast in our convictions. Allow us to see clearly where you are working and help us to willingly get involved. Bless our children, God. Bless over our families. Bless our marriages, God. Bless our unions. Bless over our schools, our houses of worship, our finances, our health, and our mental health, and all that comes in between. God, give us the faith that the Hebrew boys had to say, we know you can show up in our time of crisis, in our time of distress, in our time of uncertainty, and even when it looks like it's the end of the road. But even if you don't show up how we think you should, God, we still honor and bless you. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, your hand has provided. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto us. So as I close out this prayer, God, I just want to say thank you for being you. Thank you for being the King of King and Lord of Lord. And God, I ask that you bless over every person who is under the sound of my voice. Keep us encouraged in this time, God. God, I just want to end with a little piece of the worship song Promises from Maverick City. And it says, great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting sun, I would praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.